Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Callaway. Siebert moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Lodigiani moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Swift and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing. Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lottigiani takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball four. Lottigiani moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb bunts towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lottigiani moves to third. Mueller moves to second. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lee reaches second base with a double. Lottigiani scores. Mueller scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Lee moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swift for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lottigiani for the out. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive towards the mound. Lee catches it and throws to first to double up Vallow. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Lee moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-2 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Appling steals second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swift bunts in front of the plate. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Miles reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Miles scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.